This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Palpeth. Thousands of Cubans protested Sunday in the largest anti-government demonstrations in decades. People expressed frustrations with the economic crisis and the government's response to the coronavirus pandemic. Protesters chanted slogans calling for freedom, liberty, and unity as they marched in the capital, Havana. Police eventually broke up the march while making some arrests. Demonstrators also turned out in San Antonio de los Baños near Havana, voicing their anger about long lines for food, cuts in electricity, and trouble with the supply of medicine. Cuba is also experiencing its worst phase of the coronavirus pandemic. Health officials report a record more than 6,900 new infections and 47 deaths on Sunday. Cuban President Miguel Díaz-Canel visited San Antonio de los Baños on Sunday, acknowledging that people had turned out to express their frustration. But he blamed the unrest on a Cuban-American mafia social media campaign. He also blamed the United States, which under former President Donald Trump reimposed a trade embargo on Cuba. Pfizer says it plans to meet with top U.S. health officials Monday to discuss the drug maker's request for a federal authorization of a third dose of its COVID-19 vaccine. Its statement comes as President Joe Biden's chief medical advisor acknowledged that it is entirely conceivable, maybe likely, that booster shots will be needed in the coming months. Last week, Pfizer asserted that booster shots would be needed within 12 months, drawing a rebuttal from U.S. officials saying booster shots were not needed at this time. On Sunday, Dr. Anthony Fauci didn't rule out the possibility, but said it was too soon for the government to recommend another shot. More on VOAnews.com. This is